All right, guys, welcome to Fresh Fit Podcast. Today, we're going to have a special St. Patrick's edition. We got three lovely ladies in the house. Let's get into it. What's up, guys? Welcome to the Fresh Fit Podcast special edition, St. Patty's edition. And guys, some quick announcements. DMs on Demand System is live right now, DMsOnDemandSystem.com, where we teach you guys how to get girls. We have 11 modules plus 10 Zoom calls where we basically break down everything from taking pictures to setting up your profile to stories to networking to setting up dates on Instagram and basically how to not get curbed, guys, how to not get left on scene. So enroll right now. If you guys get in this week, you're going to get it at the special price point, and you're going to get access to 5 Zoom calls that we're going to hold live where we'll answer your questions on Instagram. And we'll also basically verify, we'll look at your profile, see how much it sucks, give you feedback, and then help you optimize your profile so that you can have an attractive Instagram.
So you get a full review of your page up and down, how to make it optimized to get girls and get people to look at your page.
Exactly. Because guys, in today's day and age, dating girls is like sales. You got to have a good funnel. You got to have a good sales page. And then the ladies will come because she's going to look at your pictures and size you up. So you got to have a good, you got to have an aesthetic picture, aesthetic profile.
You got to come correct.
And if you guys want to see the crazy show from last night where I had to go Frank Castle on some of these girls, patreon.com/freshfit. We actually had to take it down, bro, because she was like threatening, like, I'm going to sue you guys. All this other stuff. And in my mind, I'm just like,
stupid.
Nah, you ain't. But, it is what it is, but announcements out the way. I think we're done shamelessly selling things.
So ladies, let everyone know who you are. We'll start with Brooke because I know you want to go last.
Okay, I'm Brooke.
Mm-hmm. And what do you do and
where are you from?
I'm a college student, so I go to school and I'm from Canada.
All right.
What part of Canada?
The 6.
Oh, okay, Toronto.
Toronto, shout out to Toronto.
Toronto, man. We get a lot of love from Canada.
A lot of love from the 6.
I'm TJ. I'm also a college student. We all go to college together. And then I'm from California, Oakland to be exact.
Oh, shit. You already know what time that is.
Oakland, right. California.
I'm from the Bay.
Hi, I'm Christy. I'm from Dallas, Texas, and I'm a college student with them as well.
All right. And you guys are all on the same team, right?
Yes.
And you played softball, right?
Softball.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you guys are athletes?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Cool. Yeah. All right. That's awesome.
Who was the most trouble? There
Brooke.
You go.
Brooke.
I can already tell. Canada, always trouble.
Every day.
All right. So first question, right? Do we need super chats or not?
Chris? Now we're good? All right, cool.
Okay, right. First question. So ladies, when it comes to dating, right, what do you look for in a guy? And I'll break it out even further. Like, what matters most? Looks, money, or status?
Well, first I look at the looks. That's a given.
Okay. And then you can give me order 1 to 3. So looks, and then what comes next?
I would say looks, status, money.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And why?
I mean, that's just how I look at guys is like, okay, I'm going to look at their looks and I'm going to see like who they are, what they do. And then I guess money, I guess, is an aspect, but not really.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's fair. That's
easy. Yeah, I would kind of reverse that. I would say looks, money, and then status. Only because I am about to graduate, so I'd rather you support me and then actually have a stable income than me be like, oh, you're famous but you have no money, so what am I gonna do?
Please. Damn.
Okay. And what are you going to school for?
Business management with a minor in accounting.
Okay. All right, so damn, you should be able to make your own money though, right?
Okay. Yeah. But am I supposed to support you and me? Like, that's too much.
Fair enough. Okay.
Mine's the same as Brooke. Like, I mean, looks obviously, because can't be looking like who did it and why.
Who did it and why?
I mean, I don't necessarily need their money because, I mean, I can make my own. I'm the same. Like, I made my bachelor's is business management, but my master's is sports science. So I'm going to get it on my own regardless. But your status, I mean, I don't think you really need to have a status. I think you just need to know who you are as a person.
So basically. Confidence?
Yeah. You can sell anything when you're.
They're giving the politically correct answers. That's fine. No worries. Yeah, we'll peel that back a little bit. Yep. But you know, as long as he knows himself, blah blah blah. So it's like, okay, all right.
Facts.
That's the politically correct.
Okay, so next question is, right, out of 1 out of 10, what would you rate yourself and why?
I'm gonna have to hit a 10.
Yeah.
Okay.
I take care of myself. Like, mm-hmm. I naturally, I have like genetics where I'm like already fit because my dad, but like, mm-hmm. I maintain how I look. Like, you can't be walking around here looking busted. Like, I like to keep my nails done. My hair is A1 all the time. You will never catch me on a day where I'm not looking where I need to look. Like, if you see me and I ain't looking the way I need to look, then you need to take a picture and let me know.
No, Tasha St. Patrick.
But, like, I feel like you have to always maintain a look, like, mm-hmm. no matter what. Even if you're just, like, a regular person, like, you're just whatever. Like, you need to always know that you're always confident in how you are and how you look. Like.
Right.
So, just to clarify, what do you think men are going to perceive? Like, where do you rate yourself as far as, like, being attractive to men? It's a 10?
Definitely.
All right, cool. That's awesome. And what about you?
I'm going to be honest. They probably would say like an 8 or 9. I wouldn't be up there out of the 10. I feel like that's more like Kim Kardashian, which I am not Kim Kardashian whatsoever.
Okay, fair enough. So you give yourself, what, an 8 or a 9? Because there's a big difference between an 8 or a 9.
I'll do 8.5.
8.5? Sure, okay.
You are fake news.
And then what about you?
Okay, how I see myself or how a guy would see me?
Yeah, how a guy sees you, yeah. Because that's what matters, to be honest. You could, I could walk around all day and say, I'm a 10, but it's like reality is, it's the market chooses what you really are, not yourself. Because if that were the case, I'd be I'm a millionaire, guys. But it's like, if you don't have a millionaire, it's like, if you don't have $1 million, you ain't a millionaire.
Okay, I would have to say the same as TJ. I'd say I'm an 8.5.
8.5?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, fair enough.
That's like the safe answer. The safe answer.
All right.
First super chat.
We got our first super chat right here. Cal L, $10. Last night was epic. Thanks for doing the show midday, boys. Appreciate the girls being here. And I think the Canadian girl from Vaughan or Brampton, # Frank Castle, fresh CEO, MVP Chris.
Thank you. Is that true?
Me?
Yeah.
They think I'm from Vaughan or Brampton?
Yeah.
No.
I was about to say, because Brampton is not a good area.
Yeah, no. Okay.
Yeah. They think I'm ghetto? What?
I was about to say, like, that's a ghetto-ass area.
I didn't even know. Those are ghetto areas.
Yeah, it's ghetto.
A little bit.
Okay.
That's right. Funny, man.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's the first super chat. So thank you for that. So, ladies, what we'll do is we'll let you guys ask us a question now.
We'll do it.
This isn't going to be an interrogation. Yeah.
So we want to know about guys.
We're benevolent dictators. So go ahead.
Well, since you asked us what we would rate ourselves,
let's hear it.
Okay.
Okay.
Like, as far as like, what women would view us?
Yeah.
You're gonna get something crazy,
right? I wish I had the little sound.
Yeah, me too.
Well, here's the thing. That's the thing is that women rate men on a variety of different things. It's not as simple as it is with you guys, where it's just looks. Because with men, guys, there's a whole array. You guys have a laundry list of things you want in men. So that would be.
Reverse the question. What would you rate us?
What would you rate you guys?
Okay. TJ, you asked for it. TJ, you asked for it.
We should do that at the end of the show.
Yeah, we should
do that. We'll do that at the end.
But he wants to expose us.
Yeah, I know.
Okay. Okay.
I'm not going to expose you guys. I promise.
What a meantime, the chat has been said by that.
Okay, Josh.
Oh, they're rating you already.
Oh, shit. Left to right. 6, 7, 8.
Six, seven, six. Left to right.
Well, we were close. We said 8.5.
6, 7, 6. Okay.
And then we got I can't read. I got to get my glasses.
I do. These girls talking about looks, but have
fake nails,
makeup, and 10 filters on their Insta pics. Shake my head, bro.
Who's got 10 filters?
Much love to the whole Fresh and Fit podcast team from Europe. Keep it up, lads. I will say this, all right, though. Guys, they are real, really cute in person. Like, real talk.
Thank you.
No joke. No. They are. Normally, I would be like, nah, you bugging. But they actually are. So.
I'd use gel.
My boy, Ryan.
So if you want to pay for it, it's
$35. Ryan Acevedo. Yep. Paying my taxes. Here's my ratings. 7, 7, 7. Okay. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Yeah. I think there's a lot of like negative connotation with like being a 5 or a 6 or a 7. Aww. 5 is average.
Yeah.
6 is hot.
Six is pretty good.
7 is pretty hot. And then 8 is like, when you get 8, 9, 10, that's when you got like millionaires putting you on boats and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. For real.
Okay.
Sorry, it happened, but it's cool.
$10. This is better. I couldn't watch that. heifer show last night y'all did. Yo, these ladies are way more pleasant than those
yes.
chicks.
Yo, we have, I'm not gonna lie, we have Miss Piggy.
Oh,
and we had,
that
no,
was your fault for inviting Miss Piggy to the show.
Bro, we didn't know. Cause her, no, you know
she
why?
She showed up lit.
Cause on Instagram, right? She looks one way. Oh. But in person, it's like, bro, really? Like, okay, I get it.
Dude, those she showed up stuff, to the studio, I was like,
oh, yo.
Bro, she had a bottle of Hennessy in her back.
Yeah, bottle of Hennessy in her back. I was like, yo, this is going to go crazy.
Yeah, bro. Like,
but it made good radio, though.
It did. It
yeah.
did.
Y'all loved it.
Yeah, you guys enjoyed it. Yeah, we had three. You know what's funny?
Yeah.
The three girls yesterday, right? One was a stripper. Another one was an oh only a porn star.
Yeah.
And one was, I don't know what she was.
She was a teacher.
A teacher.
Oh.
Like,
yeah.
I would say these ladies are more attractive than those girls. And those girls get paid off of the way yeah. they look. And I'm like, what the? Like.
And real talk, guys.
Living a crazy
we
world.
Have today, we have. Chocolate, caramel, yeah. and vanilla all in the same.
Bro, for you guys, there you go. Man, you know what I'm saying? So,
guys, go follow like me on Instagram. Yo, what's your Instagram? So, go follow you.
It's KRI_JOH. I'm not a say, I guess Creejo, but
we tagged them anyway on Instagram.
Yeah. yeah.
And then
Fresh of Fit Miami.
Yeah, mine is _ TEEJAAAY.
So God damn.
That's a lot of A's and underscores.
Okay, go on Fresh of Fit Miami.
Underdashes.
Yeah, a bunch of underdashes.
And then Brooke.
And then mine's Brooke with an E, and then my last name's BOECHLER.
Boom, there you
okay,
go.
Okay, so the Acadian guy, $10. In terms of beauty, these women are no better than 6 out of 10. Okay. Why do women okay. overestimate themselves? You guys want to shoot back and rebuttal them?
Yeah, you want to shoot
my
back?
My thing is, like, I know that I could be, like, a 6 or 7, but my personality and who I am
yeah.
elevates that.
Okay, all right. Okay. So that's,
because, like you said,
I know what I have to offer.
The girls yesterday, they could have been a 10, but their attitudes ruined the whole thing.
Mm.
You guys are really hanging out with us, vibing. Imagine if we were like Kim Kardashian. Like, that's, you basically just put us as a 10, kind of.
Okay. So in other words, Super Chat, they're telling you guys, fuck you. winner low, $10. Great job, guys. One of my favorite podcasts. Keep improving, everyone. Yo, real quick, I gotta say this.
Got to.
We are the number one dating podcast in the world.
In the world.
We're quickly growing there. We gained about 20,000 subscribers in the past, like, 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
So, guys, thank you so much for the support.
For real.
We really appreciate it. And we're going to continue to give you guys this hot fire.
And look, we go overtime, man. We're doing daytime shows and late night shows. That's crazy, guys.
Facts. So, yeah, we're the number one dating podcast in the world. We're the number one podcast in Miami. That's a fact.
Facts.
I've already looked at everybody else and their poverty. So, yeah, it is what it is.
We're girls, the best. Isn't this video like dope?
Isn't yeah,
this like
no, dope? This is amazing.
We paid them $5,000 to say that.
Yeah, we did.
I'm just kidding. RP Mike, I'm living on edge today and listening to Fresh and Fit while at work. It's a good thing I have my attorney on speed dial. To the girl from Dallas, shout out from Trophy Club, mad love fellas. Oh, okay. Shoot your shot, Mike. he's from the Dallas area as well. Yeah. Okay, the elusive. These girls need to give us a twirl before we can honestly answer that one.
Oh, okay. You know okay. They want to see y'all.
They want to see the headphones. No, you can stand up. The headphones.
Okay.
Yeah.
They want to see.
Go ahead.
Can we go one at a time?
This all three. Don't worry. You're good. You
okay.
guys are good. Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah.
Okay, so there you go. There you guys go.
They got some thickness
there. Yeah, they got some, you know, some nice shape in the right spaces.
I'm the less thickest one. So.
Better than the fat chick from yesterday, a.k.a.
Oh,
Miss
fat chick.
Yeah.
This is coming for her neck.
Right.
Kevin C, $5. You guys need to see the show and you'll see why we're clowning them like that.
How did they know we played softball?
We said it.
You said it earlier. Remember?
Minus 1 point. Anyway.
Oh, yeah.
Kevin C, $5. Fact, softball girls love baseball guys. I used to play baseball and softball girls like me a lot.
Is that true?
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
Not I.
Ooh, yeah. Okay.
Well,
I
yo,
love athletes in baseball guys have nice butts.
Okay. So, yo, you know what, Kevin? Go ahead and shoot your shot, bro. Yeah, I know what
shot,
you're
bro.
Trying to do here, nigga. Kristen Gonzalez, 499. That woman last night in white was a walking headache. Side note, the cutie in the middle. She's wearing hoop earrings. Y'all know what that means. Okay. Oh, shooting a shot.
Big of the
hoe. We love her, though.
Anything
there
else?
There you go.
No, caught up.
Okay, so where were we? Oh, yeah, you guys were going to ask us a question, right? So what's the question?
We did ask you. You said you're going to wait until the end.
Oh, to rate us. Okay, so.
Oh, so you want, okay, so to rate them. All right, so cool.
We'll go again.
All right.
Okay, so next question, right? For example, what do you think you bring to the table for a guy that you're interested in? Like, you know.
Well, hold on. Before we do that, we got to ask them what they want.
Oh,
okay.
That's true.
Guys,
okay.
How tall? We'll start with Texas.
He has to be taller than me, and especially when I put heels on. Because
okay. So give us a number.
I'm 5'3", and when I put heels on, I maybe could get like 5'6".
Mm-hmm.
So I would at least want you to be 5'8" and above.
Okay.
Like,
but let's keep it real though. Who are you? Are you gonna date a guy that's 5'8" though? Let's keep it real.
if he's giving me everything that I need and vice versa, like, it should be fine, but probably not. I don't know.
So, okay, what, 6 feet then?
Yeah.
6 feet?
Because, I mean, it really depends on the hill that day. Because, you know, heels can go up too.
Well, this is a guy that you're going to be seeing consistently, so we need... Yep.
I'll say 6 foot.
Okay, fair enough.
I mean, in reality, I want a 6 foot guy, but I've dated guys that were like 5'8", 5'9".
Okay.
So...
And you're not with them now, right?
No.
Exactly. So...
Nope.
So
but height
feet?
Wasn't the problem.
You weren't the problem.
Height was not the problem.
Oh, height wasn't the problem. It was other things.
Yes.
Okay. So, but you prefer 6 feet?
Yes.
Okay. Nothing wrong with having standards, ladies. We're just trying to get tangible numbers here.
That's right. The norm.
What about you, Kendra?
As long as they're taller than me with heels on, that's all I need.
Okay. So, can you give us a number? The Canadians are always politically correct, man.
Yeah.
They're very diplomatic.
Girl, say 6 foot.
But I don't be like, oh, he's 6 foot. I want him. Like, no, I just... As long as they're giving me everything that I need, just like Chrissy said, that's all. That's it. I don't have a number. I don't need to be like, oh, you're 5'10". Like, that doesn't turn me on. Like, as long as you're taller than me with heels on.
But he's got
to
be taller than you with heels on. Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
So we'll say, because you're like 5'3", 5'4"?
5'5".
Okay. So he's got to be at least 5'10"?
Uh-uh.
Like, he's got to be 5'10" then at least.
Yeah.
All right. And then how much does he have to earn per year?
I don't know, because I'm still in college. Like, I don't have a set income yet, but... We have to be making, when I get out of college, we have to be making at least the same, or you have to be working to meet that. Like,
okay.
I don't care about your income. Like, I have my own. Like, when we get married, now there's something different. But my own income is my own income, and vice versa. Like, I don't expect you to be making, I don't even know what you make outside of college.
So you're saying income doesn't matter, but you're saying he has to have income that is at
when
least
equivalent
to yours.
When I get out of college.
Yeah, equivalent to yours.
When I get out of college, he has to be either... where I'm at or trying to make it to
or
higher because I'm not gonna.
All right, can you give us a number?
No.
Oh, okay. Excellent. What about you?
I would semi agree with Chrissy. Like, they would have to match, because I know that where I would go, I would be the vice president, so it would either be six figures or more.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So six figures. What are you going to, you're going to school for?
Business management. Right now, like, coming out of college, it's said that you can make up to $100,000 a year.
So you're gonna need a guy to at least hit $100,000 to be on your level,
at least,
because you ain't gonna date down. Okay, fair enough. And there's nothing wrong with that. We're just trying to get answers here. And what about you, Miss Canada? In U.S. dollars?
Oh,
please,
not Canadian dollars.
About that all the time.
Your guy's money is trash. Well, go ahead.
Yeah, it is. But I'd have to say $1 million+.
Okay. Keeping
y'all
it real.
Know who I go for.
No, I like that.
Shoot for the stars.
No, I like that. I like that.
Yeah.
Keeping it real, man.
Because I know my taste, and it's
expensive.
Expensive.
Mm-hmm. It's expensive. Okay, that explains why you're here in Miami. Okay. So we'll go. Do we have any more, Chris?
Yeah, we do.
Okay, let's pull those up real quick, and then. Okay, Frosty plays. I changed my mind. Toronto chick is a 10 with all that cake. She is probably from Scarsboro, though. Okay, there you go. Shoot your shot, man.
Is that true?
Nope.
Kevin C, $2. LMAO. And then we got
so much caps in the chat.
Yeah, they I think it was when Miss Texas was speaking. All right, Vanilla's got it in the front and the back. I give that pog a 9.
Are you,
Are you white?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
A little bit Puerto Rican.
A little bit Puerto Rican.
Okay. Okay.
In other words, she's a white girl. All right, William, Jim and Johnny, the Italian gentlemen. I can't believe that busted Pillsbury biscuit can throw the sushi like that. She shocked the. Shock, she didn't steal it and run. So, guys, we had the press. Did you tell them the story?
Yeah, so basically what happened, right? We brought her to the studio. She's acting up, being loud, right? And he said, look, we have a show to run. Don't be so loud. She's like, oh, I'm going to be loud no matter what. But you know, he's Frank Castle. He kicks bitches out. So he said, you know what? You got to get up because you're being loud on the show. So she's arguing.
And we're on air live.
We were on air live, right? Wow. She's arguing like, oh, don't talk to me like that. Who are you? You're like, yo, just get out of here. Anyhow, long story short, she goes outside with her assistant. And we ordered some sushi for the other people here in the studio. So next thing you know, we're doing a show right here.
So the producer, Chris, opens the door to get the sushi.
Yeah.
Hey, Chris, what happened next?
The bitch threw a bag of moshi moshi at me, man.
Yeah. So she threw the bag at Chris.
He's like, I should have ate it all.
And she threw it at the door, too. Oh. So it was all mush and stuff. Like, yo, she was bugging.
And then inside, I'm like, yo, who the fuck ordered sushi, man?
Mind you. I was
surprised. Nobody knew that. No. Fresh ordered sushi.
Bro, sushi, I thought she was going to eat it. Yo, I'm glad she did it.
Yo, it was hilarious because I could only imagine an Uber Eats person walking up to the apartment and saying like this beluga whale. I was like, what the with her assistant talking smack. And then they're like, yo, should I drop this food here? And they're like, and then they just put it down. And then this chick is like, oh, I got them now. And then she locks on the joint, pretending to be the Uber Eats person.
And
then
she was knocking on the door. I'm like, yo, what the fuck?
Damn, that was crazy.
That's
crazy. By the way, guys, if you want to see it, it's all on Patreon. It's going to be a Patreon.
On Patreon
after the show, we're going to put the video behind the scenes so you can see it.
Yeah, that was hilarious. Yeah. Right now, Savannah, $5. I talked to the girl on the left, girl in the middle, and right are thinking unrealistic. Okay. So I think he's talking about Canada. So, Canada, you're getting some love right now.
Oh, wow.
Oaktown's finest, $4.99. Why is it a requirement to have a man match what a woman is making? I mean, Oaktown, there's something called hypergamy, brother. You know that.
Yeah.
Cal L, $10. Don't worry. We ain't even going to. Question for Hamilton, California girl. When FNF goes on the road to Canada, which clubs from the six you recommend for Prince Barbados and producer Chris?
Oh, damn. That's funny. What clubs?
I'd have to say Barbados.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Barbados. All right, fair.
Wait, no.
Wait, there's a club called Barbados?
No, no.
He's asking what clubs to go to in Canada.
Yeah. Him should go to.
No, there's a club called Barbados in
Are you Toronto, serious?
Yes.
What the
Oh,
yes,
shit.
It's like very
okay.
like diverse and like the music's great and
What? I need to go there, bro.
Damn,
I need to go there.
Son, where'd you find this?
That's dope.
Fair enough. Okay. So I guess we're going to go to a club called Barbados when you
Barbados,
when you go there.
246.
Yeah.
Beijing niggas in the
club. Beijing niggas.
Yeah, we're caught up.
Yeah, we're caught up.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, so
now
we
back
asked them
the question.
Yeah, they, don't they
oh, no.
a question?
Yeah, yeah.
You guys get
it's your turn.
Anyone watching? Likes up.
Oh yeah. Not wow. Okay. Almost 1,000 live viewers right now already.
Okay. So girls, your question now. You can ask us anything you want.
I asked the last one.
Like Krishna.
What do you want to know about guys dating?
I don't know. Like, what do you actually expect in a girl? Because guys be weird. Like, you never really know.
Right. Mm. Do you genuinely only see like, oh, she has ass and tits, or are you like?
Is there something deeper?
Yeah.
You know what? Question.
This is an excellent question.
Question.
I'll say this real fast because I always like to see if women really know. Can you tell us three things that men, the fundamental things men want in women, real quick?
I feel like.
And then we'll answer your question.
I feel like guys want somebody who like brings them peace, like because people are kind of crazy.
Okay. Ass titties personality.
Yeah, ass titties face.
Ass okay. titties personality.
I okay. say peace and looks
mm-hmm.
and then maybe. Like your personality.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Ass, titties, face.
Okay. Okay. Oaktown.
Ass, titties, personality.
So I'll say this, right?
Yeah, go ahead.
So very good answers because it's along those lines. But I'll say, for example, guys want a submissive, hot, and attractive girl. And I'll say this, for example. We want a girl that's not going to be a headache. So you're right. We want peace because guess what? While they're working, we're slaying the dragon, we're doing our sports or our activities. We want to come home to like peace and quiet. But at the same time, someone that's going to be cool and fun to be around. Because guess what? If you're too masculine and you're too like aggressive, it's kind of like, yo, like, I'm already a masculine myself.
Yeah.
I don't want to butt heads.
Yeah.
So someone that's chill.
Yeah. I mean, I'll just keep it simple. Fit, feminine, friendly. You know, the 3F. Shout out to our boy, Kevin Samuels. That's what men want typically. Guys don't have a large requirement of ladies. But I think a lot of that gets like mixed up. Like, you know, we got rappers running around here like Cardi B and... Like our friend yesterday was looking up to, and you know, Meg Thee Stallion, whatever, saying like, I'm a boss bitch, blah, blah, blah.
I'm gonna get the bag.
I'm gonna get the bag, all that stuff. Like, even though, like, that's like cool in popular culture, that's not really what men are attracted
Most guys
to.
Don't want that.
You might get a guy for the night doing that. That's cool. But I say there's two
Long
different
term.
Types of energy you're gonna get from men. You're either gonna get that bedroom fun energy, or you're gonna get that I wanna commit to her energy.
Yeah.
And to be able to get a guy, I always say, like, guy game is being able to attain girls, girl game is being able to keep a guy around. Post sex, which a lot of girls fail with that because they think that's all they got to bring to the table. So, that's really what guys want. Men haven't really changed too much over time. This is, but I like what you said about peace. Last thing a guy wants is like women are supposed to be like comfort. You know what I'm saying? So if you come home and your girl's arguing with you and giving you a headache, it's like nah, that's like
somewhere else I gotta go.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying. So because men already got kind of already have to go out into the world and fight. I mean, like let's keep it real. We asked you guys how much money do you expect a man to earn to give you a date, which there's nothing wrong with standards, but what you guys just described is a top 10% of person in the United States. That's not including men, homosexual men, lesbians, married men,
married
women, etc. You described the million, which is literally the 1%. $450,000 a year puts you in the 1% of the United States. So now $1 million, you know, there's only a couple hundred thousand millionaires in the United States.
And
so,
those guys have many options.
Yeah. So, since guys have to go out into the world and get after it regardless, because we don't have the benefit of being beautiful and getting attention like women do, guys, last thing they want to do is fight their girl because they already have to fight the world to get what they need.
By the way, they're saying in the chat,
she's
the most sexy dark skinned girl they've ever seen.
Okay.
That's
good. That's good. Because I will tell you this, might not like hearing this, but the statistics show that African American women are typically the least approved race.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, you know, when they're, you know, when people come and say, oh, she's bad and she's darker skinned, it goes a little bit further.
That's,
you know,
that's
what I'm
awesome.
Saying? Yeah, because like it's like on Tinder and Bumble, I think they had like the lowest response rating. Race, lowest approval ratings.
They always look down upon anywhere they go.
Yeah. It is what it is, you know. But, and the thing about online dating is that it's good data because people are honest on it. You know what I'm saying? You know, people always lie. If you tell someone in person, hey, would you date a black girl? Sure, of course. Yeah, I'm equal opportunity. Running. And then they're on Tinder, they're like, oh, swipe left. Shaniqua, no, left. You know
not
what I'm
Shaniqua.
Saying?
Yeah.
LaShonda.
LaShonda. Yo, we got 1,100 plus live viewers. Hey. Bro. We're climbing right now. Guys, thank you so much.
Thank you, guys.
Like the video on
sub
your way
the channel.
And sub to the channel because you guys, a lot of you guys are fucking ninja watching.
Like this.
Oh, yo, I'm watching this stuff. But I ain't going to subscribe. I ain't going to like. Well, I'm going to look at the titties. No, we bring you guys Hot Girls in 1080p. At least subscribe to the channel.
4K.
And like the video.
Yes.
Okay. And stop being ninja watchers. Okay, real quick with the super chats. David Hill, $5. If I'd be making millions, I'd definitely not be with Canada, LOL. She an adjustable 6, but no 9 or 10. You got anything to rebuttal that, Canada?
You want to say that?
Yeah, that's fine. Everybody's entitled to their own opinions, and that's it. So.
Okay. Boom.
That's period.
Period.
She said, fuck you. Okay,
basically.
Kevin C, $2.
In a nice way.
Yeah, okay. Kevin C, $2. Shout out to Nigeria, LOL, JK, Barbados.
Man, love get out of here, bro. Yo, question. Do I look Nigerian or do I look like I'm from the islands?
And no, you don't give the Nigerian look.
Yeah,
like,
you definitely
there's like
look
a
islands.
Islands definitely.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yes.
Screw y'all niggas.
We caught up, Chris?
All right.
Two more.
Okay, we'll pull those up. Shout out to Chris on the ones and twos. Dr. Dre in the house. Cigar Man, 85, 999. Can a woman rate themselves 8 out of 10 without makeup, fake hair, IG filter, and plastic surgery? Fake beauty versus natural beauty? I would say, I would say, yeah, bro.
Yeah,
I would say, yeah.
Yeah, I could take all this off and still be fine.
Yeah, I mean, plastic surgery to me, maybe we've been in Miami so long, so we're just desensitized.
Yeah,
so, but it's like,
it.
Bro, like a lot of girls have work done, man. Like,
yeah, a lot. It's their body, man. So yeah. I'm not even like tripping.
Joe Musashi, who has the ninja avatar, hilarious. Shout out to you guys before hitting the gym and dojo.
Ninja.
It's a pretty funny.
Okay. Bobby Marley from Nigerian. You look Nigerian. That's
Bruh.
Hilarious. They're shooting their shots.
Get out of here, man.
One more if you want to read it.
But yeah, real quick. We'll read it and then we'll get right back into it. Steezo, $10. Black girl was fly until she started saying basic OB stuff about needing a tall man because she wears heels. Lines like that are on every other dating profile, 6'1 here, but that's a red flag. Oh, you got something to say back to him for that?
What do you want to say?
So you must be short.
Oh, put in your place.
He said he's 6'1.
He's lying.
But yeah. I don't know why.
He hiding behind that screen. If you feel that way, then, like, I mean, you have to be short. Right. Like, nobody wants somebody shorter than them. And that's, I said what I said.
But that is a genuine.
She said what she said. You understand that?
She said if you match her with heels on.
Like, I didn't say you have to be
6 foot.
Like,
ladies, you don't got to defend your standards. Like, guys, I mean, for the people that are watching, guys, we ask these questions. We kind of already know the answer.
Yep.
All women want guys that make a certain amount of money and height. We just say it so that you guys can see the tangible reality of, like, how women mates are like. So you can't get mad at the game. You just got to adapt and
you
play by
become.
The rules.
Like, right. Guys, we said all the time, right?
Yeah.
If you want hot girls, if you want girls that you want in life, become that person that they actually want to be around.
Yeah.
And by default, you're going to get what you want.
And real talk, I say this all the time. I'm going to say this one more time for you guys. We don't tell you guys to make money, become high value, go to the gym, and get attractive to get girls.
No.
I tell you to do that to not tolerate the bullshit that's inevitably going to come from dealing with girls.
Facts.
For example, you guys see me on the show all the time, demonstrate it. When girls act out of pocket or they disrespect us on the show, whatever, what do I say? Yo, get the fuck out. And I say it with, like, no hesitation. Why? Because I've been able to build myself up and get that confidence, so I'm not going to tolerate bullshit from women. Now, let me tell you guys something why that's important. Most guys don't have the balls to do that. So when you do that, women are going to get turned on and actually respect you because girls have to respect you first before anything. So guys, when the girls say, I have these standards, that's fine. It is what it is. At least they're honest about it. But you got to understand that you have to become. There is a burn of performance on you as a man. So you can't get mad and be like, oh, these girls are gold diggers. Oh, they only want tall guys, blah, blah, blah. The game is the game and it's been this way since forever. Women have been looking for these traits in men for centuries, guys.
Yeah,
so
you played again to win
or
to lose. It's
you become
you.
High value for yourself so you don't tolerate the BS, guys. You know what I'm saying? So we got 1,200 live viewers, by the way.
Hey,
keep climbing up. Like the video on your way in.
Sub to the channel.
Where were we
now? So next question. What would you say you bring to the table for a guy that you like?
I mean, me personally, I would definitely say I would always make sure you're taken care of. I would take care of myself first because it's always about my appearance. I want to make sure that you know that your girl is always going to look 100.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to take care of you. No matter
That's very
what.
Important, actually.
Exactly.
I'm glad that you mentioned that.
Because a lot of guys, I mean, they want you. And then once they have you, they're like,
Basic.
Yeah, like, I don't know if I really want you anymore. Like, you got to keep that same, make sure he's on his toes just as much as you want him to be on his toes. You get what I'm saying?
No.
You thought about it for a second.
I want you to finish your piece, though. Go ahead. I don't want to cut you.
But yeah, like, I would make sure that I take care of him. I keep my standards up as well. Mm-hmm. And then just making sure that we have enough to support each other, because it's us against the world at the end of the day.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Canada?
I would have to agree with her 100%. Like, it is us against the world okay. at the end of the day. Yeah.
Okay. So, let's go a little bit deeper.
Okay.
So what else do you bring then?
Oh, I bring a lot to the table.
Because you asked for a lot. $1 million.
I was about to say, $1 million?
Yeah.
We're
going to need to have some.
I got to know what I'm getting with this $1 million.
Yeah.
I would.
Put her in the spot.
There's just so much. I don't know where to start.
All right, go ahead.
Okay. I'm smart. I'm educated. I work out. I'm fit. I don't know. Like, I bring a lot to the table. Like, and I like would take care of the person I'm with. And yeah.
Okay. I'll say this. Looks and working out definitely do help.
Yeah.
But when it comes to money, guys don't really watch for money. So. Mm. Okay. That's cool.
Yeah.
All right. Can you cook?
Yeah.
Okay.
She
cooks for you guys?
Sometimes. Yeah.
Does she season the chicken though?
Yeah.
As a white girl? Okay.
She's not.
Can you make poutine? Is it?
Poutine? Yeah. Okay. I see you. Okay. Yeah, I can.
Moxie's.
That's easy. That's just fries, gravy, and cheese. You just throw that on there.
I mean, I don't eat it, but I heard it's good.
Yeah.
You know, I'm picky.
My biggest thing is like, peace, because I don't like to be stressed. Like, I feel like I love to do yoga, so we would have to be in like a peaceful environment for us to like be able to say everything we need to say without having to have the conflict of everything. Like, mm-hmm. It gives me joy knowing like you can be someone's peace and they know that, hey, I can go here for comfort and not know, like, thinking like I don't have to worry about it being taken out of proportion or exposed or whatever. Like, so I would say my biggest thing is, like, I would be able to be peaceful, one. And then
Rare for a black girl. So, guys, shoot your shot.
Yo, real talk. She is not a LaShonda. She's a Marcia. She's very well spoken, too.
I like to work out. So that's another, like, stress reliever. Like,
yeah.
I'm all about, like, not doing conflict. Like, I've dealt with that all my life. Like, that is so annoying, having to deal with the same thing over and over again. You think, like, what better?
So I wouldn't have to worry about you with like a shower cap on yelling at me in the morning saying, first of all,
I would be asleep or I'd already be gone working out or something. Like,
right.
Just be peaceful. There's no reason to, there's already freaking craziness in the world. Why would you want to bring that into your home?
Okay,
that's cool. Like,
fair enough.
Okay.
Hey guys, shoot your shot. We found a non combative black girl, but this is rare. We got David Rodriguez with the $100 super chat.
Thank you, David.
Yo, shout out to the number one podcast out here schooling these females. We're just having some discussion. But
just talking, debating.
But we will get into the schooling very soon. Don't worry. anything else, Chris, did we miss?
Yeah, I have some in the back end, so give me like 2 minutes.
Okay, Chris is going to – yeah, guys, Chris is working again. The super chat's up and, you know, so we can read them all. Don't worry.
Okay.
So is it their turn for a question, right?
Your turn.
Yeah, go ahead, ladies.
It's
Chris'
time.
If you don't have any, it's fine. I'll just keep asking.
Yeah, we'll just keep going, yeah. We'll just keep it
tailored.
Yeah,
I don't have any right now.
Okay.
Okay.
Canada?
Brooke?
Not right now.
Okay. Okay, cool.
Texas?
Okay, Marina, have some.
I'll probably base it off of what y'all say.
Okay. Fair enough.
Yeah.
Okay. Super chats. Okay. Can you enlarge it real quick, Chris? What did I miss? Which ones?
If you want to read.
All of them?
Oh, 10 bucks and one.
Okay. Because we got to. Okay, guys, we're going to start reading only 10 bucks and up, guys, because it'll disrupt the flow of the show.
Taliban.
Mr. Taliban. Okay.
These three.
Okay. All right. Would you date a guy in a wheelchair that's 6 feet? Ladies, yes, no. That is definitely a no.
Yeah.
Nope.
Okay.
I've never dated someone in a wheelchair, so I wouldn't know.
I wouldn't know how to help you help me,
if that makes sense.
I just wouldn't know how to, like, I mean, not saying that that's a problem, but like that I'm not accustomed to that.
Yeah.
Like I wouldn't know what to do.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Canada's like, hell no. She's like,
nope.
Okay.
Nope.
Mars, the one I'm highlighting right now.
Okay. here we go. More M21. What's the dark skinned black girl's IG? I'm 6'4 and dark skinned black. Haha. Okay, I guess Tyrese wants to shoot a shot. Go ahead.
It's ARI_JOH. So my bio says Chrissy Johnson, but my name on the thing doesn't. So.
Fair enough. Fair enough. Yo, guys, you guys got to start paying us from being matchmakers.
For real, man.
Out here, man.
Hitch out here.
We got like celebs hitting up some of the girls like in the show.
Yeah, we
have
celebrity hit up one of the girls on the show.
Yeah. Wow. Like, crazy. Yeah, while we're on the show,
blue checking everything.
He was like, yeah, he was like, hey, what's that girl's IG? I was like, oh, okay,
and she showed me. He sent her a DM. Yeah. I saw it.
So
it's crazy.
Yeah, man. We're the matchmaking
Hitch.
Service as well, I guess.
The real Hitch.
The Miami Hitch. And then we got
Osin
Stainless 1 euro.
Mr. Taliban.
Thank you so much. And then we got Mr. Taliban. Believe it or not, my fiance introduced me to this channel.
What?
And I'm glad she did. I don't live there anymore, but it's good to see some legends from Dade County. Thank you so much, bro. Your fiance showing
That's crazy.
It. Damn, bro. She fucked up by showing you us.
For real.
Jaquan, $10. Shout out to Chrissy. I peeped her IG, and she's definitely a baddie and a showstopper.
Okay.
Get some love,
there
Mr.
There you go.
Out there.
Some love today.
Okay. Don, and guys, honestly, normally our chat is ruthless.
Yeah.
So the fact that they're complimenting you guys is
a good deal.
Bro, real talk, they made the girl.
What kind of girls do you have on here?
Right.
Bro, they made all kinds.
They made a stripper cry yesterday.
Yeah.
They're still human.
She was wild though.
Yeah, she was wild.
In my travels, I've noticed that women in other countries don't care about height like American broads. Non-American are more feminine with real hair. Okay, Das Token. Thank you for that. Vladimir, three good personalities on the show. Contrast to the monstrosity that was on the show last night and got kicked out.
Wow.
Okay, man.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, guys, for the support.
Clearly they did not like it.
One porn star, one stripper,
and one teacher,
and one like some girl in education that was ambiguous
from Jamaica.
About what she does from Jamaica.
Pick up yourself.
Yeah.
Bumba clock.
But she was agreeing with a lot of what we were saying.
She was quiet.
She was.
She's like, I don't want to step on these toes.
You know what I'm saying? She was just like doing the Homer Simpson hiding back. Go ahead, Britt.
Next question. So, ladies, Instagram, right? So, like we said before, we coach guys on how to build a proper Instagram for, you know, dating and networking and all that stuff. But for the most part, how would a guy have to DM you for you to respond and even give him a shot? Like, what would you have to say?
Oh, wow.
I mean, I'm going to start with what we talked about earlier. So let's just start with the look of the profile, because that's the first thing I'm going to see. Mm-hmm. Like the money flashing and stuff. Like I will not DM you. I will immediately X you out. Like, I don't want to see how much you have, because whatever. And then also, I don't like how certain pictures are taken.
Yeah. In the bathroom.
Yeah. I don't like the bathroom selfies or the ones you're looking like. Like, I don't like those.
Mm-hmm. Selfies in general, I think, like, are a little
tacky.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what we tell our guys all the time.
We tell guys
no
on
selfies.
No selfies. But
they just don't know how to take
like
them.
Do the cool off guard ones. Have someone literally take pictures and you're literally like laughing or having fun. Like, that's what we do. We literally just keep pressing a button until we get the right one. We have like 100 in our camera roll, I promise.
And pick
you.
Three.
Bro, I've said that before.
Yep.
For every time you guys see a girl put a picture on Instagram, if you look at her camera roll taken around that time, there's like 70 pictures of the same exact thing, and they picked the best one, edited that one, then put it up, guys. So
facts.
You know, which is why we got bamboozled yesterday with that porn star.
Yeah.
Showed
and
up.
Is, most guys don't know how to take pictures, like you said.
Right.
Yeah. So they just post anything, and I get it, because most guys don't care about that stuff. But let's be real here. If you want to attract girls to you, you got to look the part. You got to look good. So you got to make it work.
Because, I mean, we do that as well. Like, we know you wouldn't want to see us in the bathroom.
Crazy.
Like no one wants to see that.
Yeah,
like,
right.
So all right. Make sure our pictures are up to standard, just like we want yours to be just the same.
And so having a good profile.
Yeah.
Yeah. And there's different things I would post on Snapchat that I would not post on Instagram. Mm-hmm. Like, there's a difference.
Break this down. Let's do it.
Yes.
Yeah.
There you go.
I mean, like, I'll post like goofy things of them on Snapchat, and then Instagram, like, I'll post like more like, okay, like, I'm going to post this view. I'm going to post what I'm eating. Like, more like elegant kind of.
Right. Classy.
Question.
Right.
Why do you do that?
Snapchat is who you really are.
Yeah.
Instagram is for the
image,
yeah.
Perception.
Yes.
Perception.
So, could you tell us like why you you're far more selective with what you post on Instagram versus
I feel
on Snapchat?
Like Snapchat, I have like more of like my close friends, and like Instagram, I have like more of people like I don't know truly like following me. So.
I'll translate that womanese into English. Basically, you have a brand of you that you're advertising out to the world that you don't want people to have a skewed perception of. And you want to put yourself out in the best light. Mm-hmm. Because if you can't attract that millionaire through Instagram, why not? Correct?
Exactly.
Right?
Also, people are crazy. Like, you can't really put where you are in the world because people be trying to snatch you.
That's true.
Like,
you can't. That is true.
I literally think about getting taken all the time. So I was like,
is that your biggest fear? Getting taken?
Yeah, we just had our fair share of a stalker. Like, literally say we know where you are. Like,
wait, while you're here in Miami?
When we were in Puerto Rico
and then now in Miami. So, like, we're now posting our locations after we leave.
Ah,
that makes sense, though.
Yeah, and you guys are leaving Miami, right? Mm-hmm. Okay. So, stalker, they're leaving. You better get in.
You don't know when, so don't catch us. And I got a taser.
Catch us. No time soon.
Okay.
Don't play.
And then you?
I would basically say, like, what they said, like, your Instagram profile has to be up to par. Like, you can't be posting, like, I don't even know what people post. That's weird. I just know that I don't follow back.
Right.
But it's not to say, like, you can't shoot your shot at me or something. Like, you just have to be with something that I want.
Right. And guys, translation, you must have a good profile with a good lifestyle, because guess what? She has to picture herself with you, either at some certain spots, exactly. Maybe eating out, because guess what? She has many options from her DMs. I'm sure you have like thousands of DMs, but why choose you over somebody else?
And I want to, go ahead.
Yeah, no, that's what I was going to say. And of course, we teach that how to like make up a good profile and show that lifestyle that she wants to be a part of.
Yeah. And I think it's very important that you guys hear it from a female's perspective, because what you've basically heard is most women take their Instagram fairly seriously as far as like what they post on it, the image they portray, because they understand that Instagram is the biggest social media platform. Mm-hmm. So you have to put yourself in a certain light, because if you do, you know, I like that you guys like gave the distinction between Snapchat and Instagram. A lot of people don't know that. We have younger viewers, older viewers, whatever it may be. So they might not know the difference, you know. Regular, I'm assuming none of you have Snapchat Premium, right?
No.
Okay. So for girls that use Snapchat Premium, that's when they're like putting out the sexy side to make money. Yeah. But regular girls using regular Snapchat, it's like more fun stuff. You know, it's like the embarrassing club moments or drunk moments, whatever. But on Instagram, it's all about, hey, I'm going to post my sexy food, my lifestyle, everything else like that, because I'm going to keep it a sec. You guys aren't going to admit it. But most girls use their Instagram to attract higher value guys, and they want to make sure they put their best foot forward when they're advertising themselves. It's basically a sales page. And you guys got to do the same exact thing, which we teach you how to do that on DMs on Man System.
Right down below. There you go.
Shameless plug. All right.
What else? Yeah. No, because it's all about perception there. For example,
no, it is.
Like, real talk, right? Some people, as a girl yesterday, she looks one way on Instagram, but in reality, she's one way off camera as well. So, you know, it is what it is. You put an image out there, but for the most part, you can attract what you want out of life too as well.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, hell, I won't say no names, but Fresh, we've dated some girls that when they were taking their pictures, when they were hanging out with us, they spent like 20, 30 minutes editing the photo before they put it up on Instagram.
Yo, and you know what's funny too? They'll post a picture, right? And if it doesn't get a certain amount of likes, delete
it.
That thing is just gone.
That's gone. That's true.
Okay, did they have a question? It's our turn again to ask, or was it on them?
I think it's your turn.
We don't have a question, so keep asking.
All right, cool. We'll keep interrogating you guys then. That's awesome. Okay. We just hit 1,400 live viewers.
I have a question. So you guys look at people's Instagram, like, what do you guys look for as guys?
See, here's the thing, right? Guys is very simple. We're simple creatures. We want one thing. Can you guess what it is?
No,
a pretty face.
We want to smash.
Oh.
So if you look halfway decent, no, just be real. If you look halfway decent, we're gonna send you a DM, right? Regardless, like, guarantee you, guys might talk. Oh, I'll never talk to her. Whatever. But it'll slide your DMs and say, you know what? You're pretty cute.
Yeah.
So if you look a certain way, and if you're showing like any type of like
booty,
body, or like any type of like, you know, side profiles with like that angle, like, dudes are like, yo, let me holler at her real quick. But for guys now, we're more like, you know what? Like, sorry. For girls, it's more like, you know, what's his lifestyle? What is he about? Is he cool? Is he with your friends? Is he like approachable? Stuff like that is what you look for. Am I right or wrong?
Well, y'all were talking about peace, and I want peace. I look for peace. But when you go to that profile, you don't see peace. You see
action.
All this. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. Like,
so I'll break
first,
it down.
I feel like for everybody in our society today, it's looks, and then.
So think about this, right? Like I said before. Guys want to have fun, bedroom fun, right?
Yeah.
However, they have to see it first.
Yeah.
So the thing is, as your profile, you look hot. I'm gonna send you a DM because I wanna hit you up.
Mm-hmm.
Then from there, your personality is what's gonna hold me down to say, you know what? I can see you long term.
Yeah.
So first attraction is the looks.
Yes.
Right.
So I feel like that's for everyone. Like, if you say it's not looks, you're lying.
No, but some girls look at the money and lifestyle, because for them it's like, you know what, this is a finesse, like, I could run up on this dude or whatever. So some girls are different, which is why we say, guys, be careful, because you never really know true intentions. So you gotta figure that out. We'll see you.
So your question is basically like, what do guys look for on a girl when they're on Instagram?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I'm at a point now where it's like, if I look at a girl's Instagram, I could pretty much size up what type of chick she is.
Yeah.
Because the thing is about women, you guys tell on yourselves a lot, man. Mm-hmm. Because a lot of girls, well, not all, but a large majority of women put a pretty serious stake in their Instagram profile, their pictures they post up, mm-hmm. stories they post up to portray certain things.
Yep.
So, I mean, you could get a pretty good read on a lot of modern day women off of their looking at their social media about what type of woman they are. So, you know, it is what it is. You just put them in a category. Like, is this chick good or does she?
She belongs to the streets.
And you could figure it out right there and then, kind of. So it is what it is. But I'll say this, like, but back to what you were saying, because you were kind of conflating looks with peace, because you were saying, well, if you see all this, how's that? Well, looks and peace are two completely different things. So remember, the looks get your foot in the door as a woman, right? But to keep the door open, you actually have to be pleasant, submissive, and friendly where he wants to keep you around.
Mm-hmm.
Because what happens with a lot of girls, happens all the time. I'm not gonna put you guys on the spot, but let's keep it real. A lot of girls will have a one night stand or they'll bang a guy, and he ain't gonna call her back.
Yeah.
And the reason why he ain't gonna call her back is because he saw no value from her outside of the bedroom fun.
Right.
Which we live in a day and age now where, I'm gonna keep it a stack, women aren't encouraged to please their man, to cater to their man, to be a good, dutiful girlfriend and or wife.
To be feminine.
Women are taught to be strong, masculine,
independent,
strong, independent, listening boss to babes. Too much Beyonce, all this bullshit.
Yeah.
And the thing is this, where I always tell these strong, independent women, you're God, Beyonce, whatever. She's still running to Jay-Z every night while your dumbass is drinking box wine, single with cats.
Not box wine.
Single
with
cats. So, you know what I'm saying? So the thing is that, like, you know, I think women kind of have it messed up because they think, well, I can get a lot of guys. I'm getting a lot of attention. I blame Instagram for that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But how much of that attention are you getting from the men that you want that are willing to commit to you? Mm-hmm. Bam. Immediately, that dwindles down to almost zero.
Yep.
Because any guy will hit you up, take you on a date, smash you, maybe hang out with you once or twice. But is he going to keep you around?
Yep.
This is why I say all the time, you guys can debate me on this if you want to, men can have multiple girls while women can only have one guy. And the reason why I say that is because men and women show commitment differently.
Yeah.
A man shows his commitment through sharing his resources with you, putting a roof over your head, giving you that emotional energy, being your rock. You know what I'm saying? Providing for you, giving you that security that women want.
Yeah.
Earlier in the show, we asked you guys, how much do you want a guy to make? And all of you mentioned pretty high numbers, which is fine. That's what you want. That's what you want. But I noticed that the high number isn't necessarily because you want him to make a lot of money. It's because that's a component of security. Exactly. Financial security is very important to women. So since women look for security, that's what a man provides. That's how he shows his fidelity to you. Because I'll tell you this, man don't go fuck about you until he starts spending serious money on you.
Yeah.
Now, with women, however, you guys show your fidelity. You show your commitment through fidelity. Because I guarantee if you guys open up your IGs right now, you got a bunch of fucking penis offers right there, like in your DMs. You know what I'm saying? So a girl shows her commitment through not smashing these other dudes and being loyal to you.
Yeah.
So that's how I look at it, and that's why,
that's true.
And that's why it's so important. That's how men kind of, that's how I size up girls on Instagram, and that's how I kind of view relationships with women. Cool, you're bad, but can you keep a guy around post sex? That's your real value as a woman.
Well said.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Oh, wrong one. This is a
damn son. Where'd you find this?
Okay, well, we let's hit some of these super chats. Okay, where do I go? Start, Chris. Okay.
Actually, I think it's.
Okay, I'll read Taliban first real quick.
Hold on one second.
Okay, guys, we're pulling up the super chats right now. Bear with us because I know you guys get mad we don't read these things. And thank you so much for all the donations, guys.
Thanks, guys.
Just a quick announcement, by the way, you know. I bought the kickout cam yesterday.
Yes.
So, guys, if we have disrespectful chicks in here, I'm going to set up a camera in the kitchen and you guys will be able to see us kicking them out. Because you guys know how we do it, man, with Fresh and Fit. If a girl comes in and disrespects, I turn into Leonidas. This is Fresh and Fit.
Bam!
Get the fuck out. So, okay, we got the cleaner upper message deleted, okay?
Yeah, he was being too much.
Christian Gonzalez, $10. We're being nice because y'all are being feminine and y'all are listening. It's seriously that simple. How do these women feel about being in a relationship with a man that has multiple women? I think they agree. I mentioned that. They just kind of – would you guys accept it?
Go ahead.
I gave my perspective on it. So
the best woman wins, like whoever he wants to keep around.
Boom.
And that's what I said. I always say, like, if he has multiple girls, it don't matter. Or if as long as you're the top one on the list, that's what matters, man. Because men can have sex with multiple girls and still love their girl the same.
Yep.
It doesn't work the other way around, though.
What do you say, TJ? She's kind of like,
I wouldn't accept it because, like you just said, I want to be the priority. I want to be number one because you are number one for me. Because let me go out and just
bang, bang, bang.
Right.
But again, men and women are equal,
well,
though.
I know.
That's the difference.
I know. Because I'm not going to have that connection with every single person. But there's times where I could genuinely have sex with someone and have no feeling towards it. And if I came back to you, like, it was fine and be like, oh, yeah, I had sex with him yesterday, you would be heartbroken. Like, you would genuinely.
So you're telling me that you can have sex without any type of emotional investment?
Yes.
Okay. So.
I mean, that's a little on the evil side. That sounds crazy.
No. It's. I disagree with that. I know that you're saying that right now, but okay.
Nah, I've seen it.
Yeah, like, sure. I've had sex two people that I've genuinely had sex with and have not had contact with them since. Like, it was just fun for me because I wanted it, but I called it a day after and I was like.
But it was only two, right?
Yes.
Okay, so I guarantee you, if it was more, it would fuck you up mentally.
Yeah.
Well, no, definitely. If it was way more, I'd be like, okay, that's a lot. Like, why didn't he?
Like, you might have experimented, did it twice or whatever, which I don't believe that either. But I think it's more. But but at the end of the day, women don't, like, they don't respond to random sex the same way. It does, like, fuck with them.
Yeah, there's a little bit of, like, soul ties there going on. And most women cannot handle that. Like, yes. Yeah. Yo, that
they might be able to do it to some degree, but you'll never be able to do it to the same degree that a man can do it.
Yo, Vegas yesterday, bro. That chick had, like, a lot of soul ties, bro.
Oh, holy smoke. She was weird. Yeah, she was. Yeah, you could see it in her eyes. Yeah. She was gone. Yo, we got 1,600 plus live viewers, bro. We keep.
Hey.
It's okay. Okay. The girl in the black is gorgeous. Oh, they love you.
Thanks.
Okay. A question for ladies. Which athletes do you guys like dealing with? I.e. basketball, hockey, or baseball players. Also, think Canadian girl.
I think from Saga.
From Saga. Okay, and that comes from Cal $10. Thank you.
So, who do you prefer? Basketball?
Yeah, for
hockey.
Football, NFL.
Okay, NFL.
Okay, she said that fast.
I like basketball, guys.
Okay,
NBA. Okay.
She likes baseball.
Yeah, I like baseball. I like Hispanics.
So different. Okay, so different flavors here.
Okay, fair enough. They like all the major American sports. Okay, we got Mr. Taliban. Don't worry, my fiance is RP aware, so I lucked out. All right, man, that's rare. Cool.
That's
good
dope.
For you, bro. Tommy Bahama, $10. Thank you, Tommy. Finally caught the show, caught a live show. You're the effing man, Myron. Love you, baby. Thank you, Tommy. I remember you from almost 2 years ago now.
Boom.
You were supporting me back then, so thank you so much. Are we caught up, Chris?
Yeah, we're good.
Okay, so what were we discussing before? Oh, yeah.
Instagram.
So you wouldn't accept it as far as, like, a man being polygamous. What about you, Canada?
So, like, I'm with a guy and
they have multiple wives, basically.
Oh, absolutely not.
Oh, you would not. Okay, no. You wouldn't allow. So you're dating a guy right now.
No, but if I'm with a guy, I would not want him to have multiple females.
But are you with a guy right now?
No.
Wait,
what they asked. If you were with someone.
Oh, no, she was.
Yeah.
Rephrasing the question.
She was saying if. Okay, So you're not with someone right now then?
No,
okay.
But if, like, if you were. Not.
So question, just to play devil's advocate here.
Yeah, okay, go ahead.
So the type of man that you mentioned that you want, a millionaire, whatever. So you think that he would be faithful only to you and that's what you would want?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Okay. Why? Yeah.
Why? Tell us
why only you?
Because he would be the only one for me. Like, I don't play around, so I don't expect him to do that as well.
So tell me, who has leverage in this relationship? You're the millionaire.
Neither of us.
Correction. He actually has all the leverage. And I'll tell you why. Since it comes down to basic economics of supply and demand.
Yeah.
Right. And we kind of explain our dating strategies a lot of time in terms like this with, you know, finances or, you know, empirical data to make it simple for the guys. So millionaires are a very small percentage of the population.
Yeah.
How old are you?
23.
Okay. Mm-hmm. You're fairly attractive. 23-year-old woman. You're an athlete. You're in college. The problem is that there's a lot of you, not many of him. So what it comes down to is the commodity that is less is more valuable.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, if you want to deal with a millionaire, you say this right now, I don't want to share him, but the reality is he's going to tell you, listen, this is the way it is. You could take it or leave it. And high value men really have the leverage. It's not the women, because let's keep it real. You guys are all single right now, right?
Mm.
Okay. Would you say that's a big part because most guys are trash or don't meet your requirements to some degree?
I don't think they're trash. I just don't think that they're about what they say that they want
to
be about.
Fair enough. Yeah, most men don't rise up to the standards that you have, right?
I expect they're not ready.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
So I'll ask. Well, go ahead.
I could be, if I wanted to, I could be in a relationship, but
of course
that the people that want me, I don't want them.
Thank you.
Okay.
Now let's make this even more fun. What percentage of guys do you think are sexually active with women?
A lot of them.
Okay. Give me a number.
Okay.
99.99.
Okay.
99.9. Yeah, I want to say like 80%, because I feel like there is like that good man out there, 20%. Like,
so 80 is your final, 90 is yours?
I mean, reality, there is a lot of people that I look at and I'm like, there's no way he's getting laid.
Okay.
So I would say a solid 70%.
70%?
Okay.
What about you?
I'd have to say 90%.
90. Okay. Guys, ready for the real answer?
Let's go.
The real answer is only about 10 to 20% of the men are having sex with about 90% of the girls.
And I can already tell guys that you date are athletes and people that like are on that status. So those guys are smashing a lot of girls. Mm-hmm. But the average guy working 9 to 5 is not.
And you subscribe that mind state of these men that you deal with.
To every guy.
And what I'm saying is that most guys struggle with women and most guys have a tough time. And like you guys said, you guys are single because most guys don't rise up to the level, which proves our point, which we're telling you guys is that a small percentage of men actually meet all these metrics that women want. So going back to Miss Canada, the thing is this, I'm gonna give you an uncomfortable reality. If you want a high value guy, millionaires, athletes, celebrities, whatever, you're gonna have to be content with the fact that you're gonna have to share them.
Yep.
Because since they're the rare commodity, they have the leverage, not the women. We just live in a world nowadays that tells women they're sugar and spice and everything nice and you should be taken as you are. And you know, a lot of people, Oprah Winfrey and them, they'd be lying to you chicks. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Saying that.
Also, a lot of guys that are in that position, they would never tell you that because, for example, they don't want to lose the access to you. But they're going to do it behind your back regardless because they have the option to. And the guys must become. So back in the day when he was broke, he wasn't getting no girls. Now he's made it to this position. Why am I going to settle for one girl? I'm going to have many.
Yeah.
Now, mind you, you might be a good girl. You might actually be the girl that he actually likes. But he has many options like you do. But for him, it's like, you know what? It took me time to get here. I had to work for this level. So for girls, it's easy because you just show up and you look good. For guys, it's really tough. So it's just that dynamic there is kind of different for guys because we have to work to become. You guys just kind of like show up.
And I'll tell you guys this. None of you guys are celebrities. None of you guys are like crazy clout, whatever it may be. You guys are cute college students. You guys have more options than 99% of men.
Yep.
So even guys that work on themselves, everything like that, men must earn their sexual abundance. You guys just get it for existing. I say it like that. So the point I'm trying to make is when a man has to work and become and he finally gets there, it's like he ain't going to settle. Yeah. You know what I mean? Because men work really hard to be able to get that sexual access. That's what dudes want. They want to bang as many chicks as they can. It's just politically incorrect to say that. You know, they'll cancel you or say you're a misogynist, whatever it is. But that's the
truth. We keep it real here.
So the types of men that you guys are looking for, you know, especially millionaires, they ain't gonna you're just gonna be a member of the team and you're gonna have to accept that. And what I say is focus on being the number one girl versus getting mad at other girls. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that's the reality.
Yeah. Anyway. I would never get mad at another female. I would be getting mad at him.
Yeah, but that's the problem though, because you don't have the leverage is what I'm trying to tell you. Because there's plenty of attractive 23-year-olds out there.
Every single day there's another girl turning 18 years old. Mm-hmm. And the older you get, the harder it's gonna be to tie a guy down, because guess what? Young, attractive girls are
always
commodity.
Win.
Well, yeah, we see it all the time. Like, Tristan cheated on Chloe. Like, we see it all the time. She has more clout than all of us put together.
Because men don't care about clout or a woman's earning potential.
Yeah. Like, it means nothing.
Like, me and Fresh, we've dated chicks that, like, work at, like, fast food restaurants and stuff.
Starbucks.
We don't care if they're bad.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, but they're bad. But that's what matters.
So
that's all men care about.
But I feel like most guys don't really know what girls want. Most girls don't know what guys want. So, for example, we kind of bring that to the table here. You know what? This is the reality.
We're very honest on both ends.
Yeah. So you get to know what both sides actually want. All right, and then you get to decide what you want out of that.
I hope we didn't kill any dreams.
Yeah.
All right, Darren, $20 shout out from London. Would any of the girls share a high value man or would prefer a regular guy who will be faithful? They just answered that. They, I think
Canada
says
faithful.
No.
Yeah, I would definitely choose somebody faithful.
So let me ask you a $1 million girl. Mm-hmm. Would you prefer a guy that makes $1 million that treats you good or a nice, faithful guy that's going to cater to you, but he isn't that rich, I would say. What would you choose? Just keep it real.
I mean,
yeah.
I would probably have to say, like, yeah, at the end of the day, I would choose, like, the faithful guy who can treat me right.
Why the fuck you lying?
I would. No,
why you always lying?
Because at the end of the day,
oh my God. Stop fucking lying.
Really?
Yeah, so like when you get that one someone that you're literally cut everyone off for, and as you said, our DMs are full. We cut the whole roster off.
Mm-hmm.
If for you and you cheated,
that's what I'm trying to tell you is that, like, men and women are different, so men don't show their commitment the same way you do.
Why she would agree with.
Hold on, they put a caps in the chat. We're gonna make super chats real quick.
okay. If it's cool for women who to sleep around, why do they lie about body count exactly? Oh, shit. Nobody lied about, like, well, he's not saying you guys.
No, but I mean, some girls don't want to be called a hoe.
Yeah.
Because that's the first thing you think of. Say she had sex with 20 dudes. You're going to say, oh, you're a hoe for sure. You're going to automatically think she's a hoe before you even know her. What if she had.
But women always do lie about their body counts. Let's keep it stacked.
I wouldn't say always, because I know a lot of women that are.
Okay, what are your guys' body counts right now? Let's do it. Go on.
Mine's officially 7.
Okay. Officially 7.
Because of the 2.
What about you, Canada? Since
12.
You guys 12?
Okay. 6.
6?
I just started.
Come on.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
Come on.
Okay. Peter DeLari, $10. Apex Fallacy, the top 20% of men like you behave one way and you assume the bottom 80% of guys you don't see are doing the same thing. They're not. All the girls seek the same men you do. Yeah, we explained that to them earlier, that the type of guys that they deal with are a small minority of the men. Mr. Taliban, $10. I think the time a high value man would be faithful is if the woman built up with him. Facts. Other than that, there's no reason for them to be faithful. I think he might still cheat on his girl, but he's gonna love her the most.
Look at Ice Cube and Snoop.
And yeah, exactly. I don't even like to use the term cheat.
Yeah,
just have other chicks.
Yeah, because for example, Snoop Dogg, right? Ice Cube, they have wives that came from the bottom with them.
Yeah,
but they still cheated.
No, definitely.
Yeah.
But guess what? Their wives still were number one, because guess what? They cheated. They came right back to her. Like nothing happened.
I'm gonna rephrase this, man. There's no, if you're a high value guy, there's no such thing as cheating. You're cheating when you no longer provide and take care of your woman. That's when you're cheating. Not when you're having sex with other girls.
And it sounds crazy.
Okay. I know it sounds I know it sounds messed up, but that's the truth.
But that's why guys that profile would smash you, hang out with you, and it just did.
I agree with that. It's just cheating. I mean, like,
it sounds uncomfortable.
Thinking of another, yeah.
It sounds
that's why it's so cringy.
Yeah, here's the thing. You guys got to understand. We've been banned off TikTok twice.
Twice.
We've had a crazy following, but it's gotten like we've been almost suppressed in YouTube algorithm, whatever. But it's because we're speaking facts and people like hearing the truth. But like, you know, regular society ain't never going to say this. Yeah. They're going
to
say
they're going to lie to you.
Men and women are not equal. We're very different in the way we view the world and the way we deal with the opposite gender. So that's why I try to say, like, I know it makes you hurt. You're like, what do you mean men can cheat? But the thing is that there are certain privileges and rights that women have that men don't. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And life isn't fair for both genders. For example, you guys are able to get on boat parties, clubs, get social access that a man would never get. But, right, we're physically superior to you guys, right? So life isn't fair and reality is sexist. And one of the things that's uncomfortable is that men that are especially high status, right, can go run around with other girls. Now, remember, I'm saying this only the top percent of guys. Most guys can't do this.
They're
invisible.
They got
to be monogamous.
Oh, yeah.
They got to be monogamous.
You don't even see them. They're invisible.
Okay. Go ahead. I got
maybe,
it.
A few minutes up to some chats.
All right. Avery Adams, 999. LOL, I'm sorry. I make over 6 figures. I need a chick with less than 3 bodies and an LA 9 or 10. God damn, nigga. You're going to be single for a while.
For real.
Forever. Yeah.
That's tough, bro.
We talk about delusional women. You're going to be
LA. Every girl in LA. I mean, I'm from Oakland.
He wants LA looks. Is what he's saying.
Yeah,
LA
Miami is where you're
going to
find them.
Lakeith S. Evans, $10. Love the show. Why give these chicks advice? Why not let them experience the results of dating athletes or rich men no matter the result? No, they already know.
No, they already know.
That's why they're agreeing with a lot of things we said.
They already know.
Tricky Trini, $10. Did you guys exercise the ghost of the crying stripper?
He must have been the one that made her cry.
Yeah.
That show was epic. Also, why is that? Why is it that girls say they're strong and independent but can't handle cheating? Interesting. Bro, it's because a lot of women think that men and women are equal, and I think that's it comes from that. Blank slate equalism is a lie.
We got Cycros
with the $50 super chat. Fresh and fit, appropriate your content,
appreciate.
Fellas? Appreciate. Okay, I can't read that part.
Thank
guys.
You, brother.
I'm going to give you a Don DeMarco for that one. Thank you for the support.
Don DeMarco.
RP Mike, so their body counts are actually 21, 36, and 18, according to their answers.
Now with him doing the Drake.
keep spitting the real brothers. If the women aren't listening, the fellas are gaining knowledge. Yeah. I listen, guys, we hate talking about this stuff with girls, but you guys seem to love this, because when we talk about money and how to make money and become successful.
You don't want
to
hear it.
1,000 live viewers. We bring in girls, 3,000 viewers, man. I hate you guys. So anyway, Jake, Red Pill Snake, $10. The girls all had a quick response with their preference of athletes. So they have lots of experience, but then they all have low body counts. Cap. Okay.
Who's
thank you.
Oh, everybody, yeah, because
oh, shoot back, the shoot game back. Go is. Ahead.
We do have high standards. Like, at the end of the day, I take my body very serious, and I'm not going to let anybody just touch me. That's number one, because all you guys are nasty, and we live in a society that you might have STD, AIDS, and I'm
syphilis.
Not letting you touch me.
All you guys are nasty. Right. Damn.
Okay, like, I apologize.
Wow.
Let me not take you.
Damn.
Wow, well, fellas. Most of you guys are like, very nasty. And like you just said, athletes are very nasty. So why would I let them do that? Like, no. As soon as I know you're trying to have sex, I fall asleep.
Fair enough. Fair enough. Well, there was a study done 2 years ago, and they took young men and young women. And what they found was that young people in general were having less sex than ever before. But but when they looked at, like, they peeled the layer back, they figured out that it was the men that were the majority of the virgins, not the women. So we tell guys all the time, you take a 21-year-old guy versus a 21-year-old girl, she's going to run circles on him as far as like body count goes.
Yeah. Yep.
So I think that's... I think that's where they're trying to go with that super chat. But
guys,
most guys don't get sexual access. Is what
we just hit 2,000 live viewers in the building. Like the video, sub to the channel.
Yeah, guys, get the likes up. And we're going to keep this one up on YouTube for you guys.
Yeah.
Should we keep this one up?
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll keep it up for you guys.
It's pretty clean.
We'll plug their Instagrams in there as well.
Get some hella followers.
Yeah, because most of the time we do these like shows with the ladies, it gets raunchy or whatever, and we got to like take it down because YouTube is already like, you know, they hate our kind of content because we'd be speaking too much facts. RP Mello, 12 bodies, only at 23. Interesting journey ahead. Oh, shit. You got anything to rebuttal that?
I'm young and I still got a ways to go, but I'm looking for somebody. So who said that it's going to continue?
There you go.
There's your shot back. Okay. Anything else, Chris?
No, we're good.
We're caught up. Okay.
Okay. So last question, right? So ladies, if you had one, I would say, you know what? I'll put it this way. When do you want to be married? By what age?
Oh shit.
And is it a priority for you on the list? Is it high priority or low priority?
It's
so do you want to get married? And is it a high priority as well?
I know when I want to be married, but by the way it's going, I don't know when I'm getting married.
Okay, roughly like what age, roughly?
I want to be married by, I want to say at least like 27, 28.
Okay. How old are you now?
I'm 22.
Okay, cool.
So, I mean, I have like a while to go, but it's like with the way that society is, we don't really know.
It's tough.
When and who's ready and who's not already married somewhere else. Yeah, you never know.
That's true.
Okay.
Well, I'm the mom of the group.
I can tell. Yeah, I can tell.
You're the professional cock block. I can already tell. Like, you're the one that.
Yeah. She even said, about the car. Tell them about the car.
Looking crazy, the guy last night.
Yeah.
Oh, hold on. Let's go down memory lane on this one.
This guy last night, we are walking to get tacos. He pulls up in what is it?
In a slingshot.
Yes.
And my A girl in the blue shorts.
Yeah, he tells her to get in the car just like that. And I said, no, she's not going, like, she's not about to leave
and
us.
And not her looking, wanting to get in the slingshot. Like,
did you want to, did Kander try to get in?
Lucky, like, I'm always for the adventure.
But we were like, she's not about to leave us. And he was like, oh, okay. I was like, yeah, you lost your mind.
He would have punched her right in the head. And she would have been, it would have been it.
And that's just taking her. Just take her all around Miami. Yeah.
Like,
so, yeah, I could tell right away that she was like the mother hen. Yeah. Like, she's the professional cock block. So how many guys did you have to kick off your girls over this past couple? How long have you guys been vacationing? A few days?
Yeah, I'm only a couple days.
A lot,
how many dudes did you have to kick out? Countless, huh?
Puerto Rico for me and her, was it like two?
Two.
In Puerto Rico.
Brooke said, don't lie.
I don't remember. It just gets an instinct in me to just be like, no. And then just keep moving.
Yeah, it's like that.
So it's a few. It's up there.
All right, guys. Class in session real quick. If you're dealing with a group of girls, you got to make sure someone talks to the mother hen, man. And like deals with her and defuses that problem immediately.
Have to.
There's always going to be one girl in the group that's going to cock block everybody. Yeah. So you got to make sure that
never
you,
single out one girl, because then the whole group is going to be like, yo, what's up? Talk to everybody and see who's the leader.
You could single out if you want to like get a contact, but if you're trying to like close that night, someone's got to entertain the mother hen, man. So
let's read this chats.
Come on, let's keep it real. Like if two guys are talking to them and you're getting left out, you're gonna be like, fuck this, I'm pulling them.
Wouldn't be like that. No,
you wouldn't,
because it's happened before. It's more so like the people that I know that they would not go for, but still trying and trying and trying. I'm like, yeah, no. Like, you can't just keep on walking because she's not.
You are fake news.
Okay. 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 ESO talks $10. Ladies, does size matter? What's your preferred size and the biggest you've had? How long do you prefer S to last? And do you ever fake orgasm? What's your God damn?
That's a lot of questions.
Oh, wow. Okay. One at a time.
Does size matter?
like my mom said,
I'm gonna be honest.
It's yeah. the size. It's not the size. It's about the motion of the ocean. But you ain't got nothing to work with. You can't be showing up with a little shrimp bite and thinking you finna be King Kong and tearing it down into something. Like, I don't think I have a size because who measures? Like, oh, hold on. Let me get the ruler out and see like what's going on. Nobody does that, so I don't really say that I have a size. But like, you have to know what you're doing. Mm-hmm. Like,
okay.
You cannot be small.
Yeah, nope. That's an area.
All right, give us a number. What's the bare minimum?
Well, I don't have a like. I don't.
That's okay. Show us with your fingers.
Not the pinky.
God damn, that's a small. He's got to be at least that big.
He got no. Oh,
what are you measuring?
Yeah. I thought he meant what's small.
Baby, what no.
I'm talking about what? How long? Yeah, what's the small? Like the minimum size.
Well, let me.
Tamara, they can't see it.
No, she's not. She okay. put it right there.
That's about 6 inches. Okay. All right. Cool. 6 inches for the people that are out there. And then for my Europeans out there that are watching, 6 inches is about
185 centimeters?
Well, I think 180.
Yeah. 170.
Yeah. Oh. Wait.
I don't even know, bro.
Goddamn. Okay.
I feel that math.
What, so same for you, 6 inches?
Okay.
I don't have a size. It's the motion of the ocean.
Motion of the ocean. Canada?
Yeah, it can't be small.
You got to have a slingshot, guys. Anyway, that was too many, man. We can't ask all that, but you get that one.
Boom.
Questions. If Jennifer Lopez divorces and goes for the ninth ring, aka marriage, does that make her greater than Tom?
Oh shit. That's funny.
Yo, that's hilarious. RP Mike, entertaining the mother hen while indirectly gaming your primary target of the group. Absolutely. You got it. You got to deal with. Yeah.
Got to be smart about it.
Hunting tactics.
Yeah. Right. Yo, question. Have you guys ever, I'm assuming you guys are all heterosexual. Yeah. You guys have never dated women?
No.
Okay. All right. Fair enough.
There you go.
Yeah. And guys, that is why you listen to the fisherman and not the fish. Okay.
What about you for marriage?
Well, like I said, I'm the mom, so I definitely want to be married by like 24.
Ready. She wants to be married now.
Good. That's what
how old are you now?
Like, I'm 21.
Okay.
She ready.
3 years?
Wife.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I want a kid. I want a little me. Like, that's so cute to me.
Boy, hey, you ain't gonna get no burn from us.
I don't get a choice.
Okay. But what would you want though? Like
a boy. I definitely want a boy first.
Okay.
Yeah, no, more power to you. I think girls should get married early when they're young and attractive and they can get the best guy that they can.
Yeah.
Because I'll tell you this.
If you wait too long.
We deal with some career women. It's definitely
It's over for them.
Yeah.
It's tough.
They got a future of box wine and cats. Because here's
and dog hair.
Oh, yeah, I'll keep it real. Like
Sable.
I always say the more money a woman makes and the more successful she gets while also getting older, the more doors close.
Yeah.
But the older a man gets and the more money he makes, the more doors open.
Yeah.
So those dudes, you guys all said earlier, I want a guy at least on my level. If you make 100 grand a year and you're 35 years old and a dude makes 100 grand a year and he's 35, why is he going to deal with a chick that's 35 when he can get a girl that, you know, is 25, 24? Because men don't care about money. So I think that's good that you want to get married young. That's
kudos to you.
That's a good mindset.
Kudos to you.
And then what about you, Kenneth?
I'd say I want to be married by like 26.
Okay.
You gonna find that millionaire?
Yeah. I mean, they're already in my DMs.
There you go. Bang, bang. Hey, but remember, just because they're in your DMs doesn't mean they're going to commit to you.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Remember, sexual attraction is not the same as relationship attraction.
They will die. Let them play with her. Yeah. Oh,
okay.
Let the mother hen. Okay. Mother hen to the rescue.
Avery Adams, $10. He pulled up in her in a slingshot. I love the cars that at least the MSRP. Of $100,000, he tripping. Honestly, he disrespected her with that whip.
Oh, yeah, shoot.
Dude, in Miami, that's a thing. Slingshots. Yeah. Everyone rents them and just gets them out.
Yeah.
What else?
No,
that's it.
We're good. Okay.
Oh, wait.
We got Philip Dolkus 4.9. Ladies, what would you rate me on a scale of 1 to 10 based off my looks? My IG is fit. Oh.
Are we pulling it up?
Okay, you know what?
You know what?
We'll give this to you.
We'll give it to you.
But if you guys want this on the next one, bro, you guys are gonna have to. You know, it's gonna
50.
Be a little
wait,
bit more.
Wait, what was his
Fits So Fly?
Pull it up one more time, Chris.
Fits So Fly.
Actually, that could be a segment of the show.
Fito So Fly, yeah.
You know what? We'll do guys, if you want a rating, 50 and up.
Yep.
Only.
Yep. And we'll do
wait,
that.
Wait, I don't think that's the same person. Oh, this is giving something
different. Oh, So Fly. Oh, So Fly. Yeah, Fit Oh So Fly, guys.
It's this private. One. Oh, it's private.
Okay, it's private?
It's already
nah.
It's the ratio.
Yeah.
Okay, that's also too because
all right, go ahead, ladies.
See,
go ahead, critique his Instagram.
Yeah, his following compared to who follows him.
Trash.
Yes. Wow, guys. Yes. 100%. What do we say all the time? You must have more followers than you're following because it looks weird.
Yeah.
This is why, Fit Oh So Fly. People. You need to get on DMs on demand,
You need the course, bro.
Okay, but you know what? I'm gonna give you the value right now, ladies. Go ahead and shit on his profile. Give it brutally honest. What's wrong with it?
But we can't see anything like, except for.
Why are you flexing on the car?
No, okay, wait, we got it, guys, we're in. Oh, no.
Give us all the problems. Go ahead.
Well, do you guys want to see it as well? So I can share.
Yeah.
He has quotes. I don't like that. That's what my mom does.
No quotes. Once again, like, this is a mom. In the course, it is pictures of you. You know what? I'm not giving a course.
Yeah.
But basically,
I am flexing on the Toyota.
Stop, bro. Flexing on a Toyota.
No,
oh!
Go ahead. No.
He pulled it up.
No. Oh, okay. Oh, damn. Right,
roast begin.
Now, all this picture isn't terrible.
Yeah,
this isn't terrible.
Okay,
you're not ugly terrible. At all. It's just the Instagram it's that needs help.
It's the quotes. Guys, you are not a meme page. Okay, you are not a meme page.
Well, ladies, what else is he messing up on? Be brutally honest.
The
men can take it.
2018 pictures are no. This is what we were talking about.
Selfies.
Yep, mm-hmm.
Fellas.
So if he wants to more pictures like this,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a nice picture, right?
That is really
nice. I'm gonna like it so you know what picture we're talking about.
Okay, so she liked it. Okay.
Yo, and I'm gonna keep it real with you, bro. They're being nice with you right now.
Yeah.
That picture's trash too that they just showed us.
Oh, it was decent.
No, it's not good.
Like I would take a second.
Because here's the thing you guys gotta understand. With men, your pictures have to be amazing to get the attention of women. It can't just be good enough. Like what you're saying is like that's good enough. It's like if you truly want to optimize and get bad chicks and have a good profile, you can't just be good enough. It's got to be superior because we just had this discussion. All you guys are looking for superior men based on your standards.
And definitely unfollow those people that you are not following because we know you're stalking them some way, somehow.
Yeah. So, Fiddle So Fly, you better get on DMs on Demand, bro, because there's a lot of problems just from what we saw. And these girls just roasted you and they kept it somewhat honest.
We didn't roast
we
you.
Didn't. We're yeah, just we didn't.
They kept, sorry, that. They kept
we
it not.
We're giving you constructive criticism.
Yeah. We don't disrespect. No. We don't.
See, there's a way to get your point across without being rude.
Actually,
hold on. Wait. Hold on. This is fucking fantastic radio.
It is.
Guys. You guys just see what happened? Women are never going to tell you your defects. Like, they're never going to be brutally honest about where you're messing up. They're not. They're just going to. No, but here's the thing. You guys were like, oh, well, you know, blah, blah, blah. You guys aren't giving it to him raw. Your pictures fucking suck. Okay. You need to take pictures doing cooler things.
Yes.
They're lower grade pictures. The quotes are a no-no.
And flexing on a you have car. More. You're following more people than are following you.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Bro.
The thing is, that's a dub. Guys, though, y'all are able to tell your other guy, whatever's like your guy friends, what they should. We're not men, so we can't be like, bro, that ain't it.
Yeah. But that's the lesson I'm trying to say is that this is why we tell guys all the time. We talk about it on our show.
Yeah.
Do not listen to female dating advice because women are going to sugarcoat everything because let's keep it real. Women communicate in womanese. And womanese is never direct, never confrontational, always with some kind of plausible deniability so you don't come off as a bitch. Because I'll just keep it a stack with you guys. When women deal with each other, they don't really do well with critiquing each other, whatever. So they're going to have to use that same lens when they critique you as a man. But men, they learn from direct, honest, sometimes even abrasive teaching tactics. Because if I tell you your Instagram fucking sucks, you're going to remember that.
Yeah.
If I tell you, hey, man, this isn't that good, you're like, oh, well, you know, whatever. But if I tell you with emphasis, no, this is a problem based off what we saw. Dude. Guys, just I'm telling you this, man. It's great that the ladies weighed in. I'm glad that you guys pointed out a bunch of flaws. But, dude, your IG, no chick is going to take you seriously,
smoke.
Man. What happened? Thank you. I will get better. No worries, guys.
Well.
Get on a DMs on a man, brother. We got
on
you.
Course, bro.
Tough love, but, you know,
you're very sweet. Don't you worry.
Yes.
Guys, you guys.
We have faith in you.
Guys, we got Z in the house.
Oh, my God.
This is legendary. This is probably the most we've ever got.
$500.
Right.
No, in one shot, Chris.
Yeah.
Shout out to Z, man. Yo, Myron, can you read this, please?
Yeah, sure. I'm 25 $500 and make 80 grand. I probably wouldn't be in the radar of most of these chicks. It's okay. I will continue to keep my head down, bust my ass off, and become high value. I have invested quite a bit of my money, too. And when I finally become high value, I am definitely going to want more than just one chick.
Ladies, we keep it real here.
At least he said it though. Like,
most guys, but see, most guys won't say it to your face. They'll just play the part and do what they got to do.
Yeah.
But we're telling you what it really is. And he just told you.
But I also don't want him to keep his head down. Like at the end of the day, if he's trying to settle down, there's somebody. 80K is not bad whatsoever.
Mm.
So he could definitely find somebody.
Yeah.
He can find somebody that is good looking. Don't do that. He could definitely find somebody.
There's lots of beautiful women.
Yeah, and 80K is a lot compared to
but
that's
not
more
you
than,
though, right?
It's just different though.
I love how you guys.
Like. Yeah, I like how you.
Like,
yeah,
listen, this is awesome radio because it goes to show what we always say that women are always going to sugarcoat things to.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like.
Well, pull up a picture of them.
My thing is like we've all been to school and we've paid all the money we paid to get the degree we want to make the money we want.
Yeah. Yeah.
So why settle for anything below that? Not saying that you're settling, but like.
Mm-hmm.
Man. maybe he's in a field.
No, we're not knocking you for having your standards.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe he's like, he has the field that he's in and he's happy with it. So maybe it's just depending on who he is and if the person likes it.
Well, here's the thing. Again, I really got to stress this. Men must become superior to get sexual access. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Mm. So women typically date guys that are 2 to 3 points above their own. Mm-hmm. So if he's, you're saying 80 grand a year, let's say he's a 7. Well, automatically chicks that he's probably going to want are not going to look at him. A rich man can marry a girl and change her life. A rich woman won't even look a broke dude's way.
Oh, yeah.
That's
yeah.
the difference.
Her money's her money. His money is her and his money.
Yeah. So what we're saying is we tell guys you must become superior so that you have the most options because girls inevitably date up. And as more women make more and more money, all you guys are probably going to end up earning 6 figures at some point in your career, right?
Yeah. Right.
You guys are going to have to keep up with that financially. So it's good that he's making 80 grand right now. That's excellent. But I think for men, you have to stay hungry. You have to stay ambitious. And bro, good stuff. I like that mindset, dude, because you grind now.
Yep.
No, you're definitely going to make way more.
Yeah, you're going to make way more.
85, 80K, you're definitely going to make way more.
And remember, guys.
And don't settle.
I'll say this too. You're not a woman. You're not on the same dating timeline as a woman. Mm-hmm. You know, we asked the ladies, do they want to get married and have kids? They're on a biological time clock. You know, obviously they hit 35, 30 years old, whatever. It's going to be tougher for them to find a guy. You as a man, you don't adhere to that. You have 30, 35, 40 years old. You can still pull a baddie if your money's right and you take care of yourself. Men age like wine and women age like milk. I know that sounds fucked up, but that's very true.
Black women age like wine.
Yes. Black women do not crack. Mm-hmm. Black don't
all right, crack. You guys age like skim milk. It takes a little bit longer.
All right.
Nostalgic sounds, $20. We'll take all the constructive criticism at Dorian. There you go, man. Yep. Guys, it's all tough love here. And by the way, we got 2,100 live viewers.
Yep. Damn.
Okay, fuego, fire. Joey cracked $10.
Okay.
She likes
the Spanish. Latin, guys.
Yes. Shoot your shot.
Okay, ladies, where can they find you?
Yeah, ladies, please.
Where Instagram?
Yeah, give us
Instagram.
Your Snapchats, whatever you guys want to share.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'm only really on Instagram, so it's __TEEJAAAY.
All them
three A's, two E's.
Guys.
And we will put it in the description box below. Okay. These ladies were phenomenal.
Yeah, they were cool.
Good sports.
Yep.
In contrast to yesterday, it was...
terrible.
Yeah, so we definitely want you guys to be able to, you know, I guess market yourselves. Maybe some millionaire will hit you up or whatever.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mine is KRI_JOH.
Boom.
And my name's Chrissy Johnson. So if you see that in the bio, then that's me.
That's
her right there. Okay.
Mine's simple. Brooke with an E and then Beckler, BOECHLER.
Boom.
Bang, bang, guys. You got their RGs. We'll put it in the description box below as well.
And some last super chats here.
Oh, yeah. We'll read the last super chats. Then we'll give the ladies the last word. Robert Sinanis, $13. Shout out to the $14. Shout out to the number one podcast in the world. Shout out to Chris Pox and Watch the Throne. FNF headed for the top spot.
Thank you, Robert.
He's been here since the beginning.
From the beginning, man.
We had like 1,000 subscribers.
Shout out to Robert.
Been here from the beginning. And now we're almost at 50K, man. It's crazy in less than 6 months. Virgil T, $49.99. I feel ladies become overwhelmed with the amount of DMs they get. Very true. I think it's better if she DMs first. What do you guys think?
I DM and I don't care because if I want to talk to you, I'm talk.
Yeah, I'll definitely. She's the only one that do not DM first. She don't DM first.
Yeah,
you gotta DM.
I will DM you if I want to talk.
See,
and it's
most girls aren't that confident to even do that, so they'll wait. And it's not wrong because let's be honest here. If I get DM from a chick, I'm wondering, okay, what's the angle here?
Because
I want to be the one approaching you because I want to be in that frame. I don't want to have you approaching me because I'm like,
I'm in your court.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. But I won't knock a girl.
Yeah, I won't knock it.
But I'm going to have to do a little bit more vetting to make sure she ain't on some BS. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, just to be safe.
Because a lot of girls are just looking for a come up.
Yeah.
We caught up, Chris?
Yeah, we caught up.
All right, ladies, last thoughts on the show.
Last thoughts on the show.
Yeah. What do you think? Was it good? Was it bad?
Oh, on the show?
Yeah.
It was actually really nice. I've always wanted to do a podcast, so this was fun.
All right.
Yeah, you picked the best one in Miami, I'll tell you that.
Yep.
What about you?
I mean, yeah, it was fun. I mean, for the guys out there, I definitely would take rejection very serious, as in, like, learn from it. Not, like, keep doing the same thing and keep getting rejected and then be like, well, fuck these girls. Like, no, clearly you're doing something wrong that's making everyone not want to talk to you. So just take rejection, learn from it, and get somebody else.
Well said.
Constructive criticism.
Yes. If someone says they don't like your approach or they say ill to you, clearly you walked up on them crazy or they didn't like something.
Or you sent D-pics in the DMs.
Yeah, don't do that.
Oh,
don't
ever.
Do that. We don't accept
Don't do that, guys.
Yeah, we do not
That's
accept
an
the
automatic block.
Boom. Okay, and Brooke?
I love this. This is awesome. You guys.
The chat gave you guys a lot of love, man.
Yeah,
a
for
lot
real.
Of compliments and stuff
That's
like that.
Awesome.
Because yesterday, they were cooking these chicks yesterday, man. So anyway, Okay, 500 so much to drop in a super chat, but that's love towards the channel. Shout out to Fresh and Fit. I'm 24, making 250k, and I would spend that 500 on an escort on Eros.
Hey, at least you're honest, bro. But we don't.
We're gonna do a show on why next week, guys. We're gonna do a show on why you should never be paying for escorts or paying for sex.
Yeah,
we're gonna break it down. It ruins men.
Look, we get it. Why most guys do it for time, but let's be real here. It's an innate problem that stirs up, and it becomes I would say like a cancer in a guy.
And guys, thank you so much for supporting us, bro. Like I said, we invest that money right back in. I bought the camera. I put my money where my mouth is.
Yep.
And you guys will have a kickout cam here in a few days. So thank you guys so much. We'll catch you back here at 6 p.m.
So for another show.
For another show.
It's going to be crazy.
DMs on demandsystem.com. Get in there. Guys, we're going to teach you how to not have a crappy Instagram like our boy Fiddle So Fly. No offense. But yeah, man. So you can get a young, attractive ladies like these three right here.
Boom.
Who, you know, are all... I hate them all. No, I'm just kidding. Anyway, but yeah, thank you guys so much. We'll catch you back here at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Peace.